everyone. Welcome to another amazing episode of Debunking Electricity Myths, brought to you by EMRC Nigeria. I'm your host, Aisha Titi. Today, we're going to be having a conversation surrounding the main belief among electricity customers in Nigeria, where they think their electricity meters run fast. Over the years, post-privatization, there's been controversy surrounding electricity pricing in the country and how electricity consumers pay for the energy bill. This controversy has led to the development of frameworks, including the estimated billing methodology and the capping on estimated billing for unmetered customers. However, among the metered customer base, there's still the belief that electricity meters run fast. And this perception negatively affects the entire value chain because it encourages certain activities such as energy theft. Today, my guest is Ihidea Sulime, who is an energy consultant for EMRC Nigeria, and we're going to be debunking this myth with you. Welcome, Ihidea. It's nice to have you on the podcast.
Thank you, Aisha.
Great. So first of all, would you kindly explain to our listeners how electricity meters work, especially prepaid meters?
Okay, the basic function of an electricity meter is to measure the energy consumption within a particular premises. The electricity meter does that by looking at two key parameters in the distribution network, and that is the voltage and the current. The voltage is primarily determined by the state of the grid at any particular point in time. The individual customer has very little direct influence on that. However, the customer has a greater influence on the amount of current that flows through their meter. And they do that by regulating the amount of electrical load that they connect to their meter. So what that means is the more electrical appliances that a customer uses or that they put on, the higher the amount of current that they draw through their meter. Once the amount of current increases, the energy consumption of that customer increases. For prepaid meters, what happens is that the energy units that are to be consumed by the customer are preloaded at the point of vending. And as the customer connects electrical load to the network, the energy units that have been preloaded into the meters get used up to the point where it gets to zero. And then the meter is automatically disconnected from electricity supply. And the customer has to vend again to get back on supply.
Thank you, Ihide. So for our second question, what is the difference between single-phase meters and three-phase meters? And there's a belief among customers that if they can change their three-phase meters to single-phase meters, then their electricity consumption would reduce. So please, can you shed some light on that?
All right. So before I get into the difference between the three-phase meters and the single-phase meters, it is important that we understand the basic arrangement of the distribution network. Now, power distribution is primarily done across three phases. So probably you would have heard people say things like, oh, there's light on this particular line and there's no light on this other line. They are referring to the different phases. So there are usually three phases, color-coded, red, yellow, and blue phase. For a stable electricity network, it is important that the load on each of those phases is balanced as much as possible. So what you try to do to have a stable electricity network is to ensure that the amount of electrical appliances that are connected to probably the red, the yellow, and blue phase are as close to the same or equal as possible. Now, for single phase and three phase meters, they are essentially the same thing, which is they are just devices to measure energy consumption. However, what a single phase meter does is that it measures the electricity consumption on a single phase connection. So what that means is that the premises where the meter is installed, they are taking supply from just one of the three phases of the distribution network. So if a customer should, for example, step outside of their house, they would notice four wires. Those are three phases and a neutral wire. If a customer is a single phase customer, they are connected to just one of those three phases and then the neutral wire. So they would probably see two wires coming into their premises. That is a single phase customer. Since the customer is drawing supply from just one phase of the distribution network, what they require is a single phase meter to capture the energy that they are drawing from that single phase of the network. However, when a customer is drawing supply from all three phases of the distribution network, it is required for them to have a three-phase meter installed such that that meter is able to capture energy that they consume across the three phases. Probably a customer will be thinking, so what determines whether I use a three-phase meter or a single-phase meter? The primary determinant of that is the load profile of the customer. Every meter has a limited amount of current that can flow through it safely and continuously without any damage to the meter. So when a customer has higher demand, probably they have more load in their premises. They have, for example, a lot of ACs, a lot of heating elements, heavy cookers, and all of that. Because of the increased amount of load they are drawing from the network, a single phase meter does not have enough capacity to withstand that amount of load. So what would happen in that kind of situation is that if a single phase meter is installed, a meter would get burnt because the amount of load that is being drawn is above the capacity of the meter. But when a three phase meter is installed, because it has a higher capacity to withstand higher loads, then the customer can experience stability of supply with no metering issues, whether the meter getting burnt or damaged. So customers having the idea that, oh, if I switch from a three-phase meter to a single-phase meter, that belief is not accurate. If you go back to what I said earlier, three-phase meters are installed because of higher loads in the customer premises. Now, when your load is higher, it is naturally expected that the consumption would be higher. So probably that is why a customer would think that using a three-phase meter leads to increased rate of consumption. Not exactly. It is just because there is more load that is connected. And a simple way to test this out is the customer could probably limit their energy consumption for a particular period of time, let's say 1 or 2 weeks, and then monitor their consumption. What they would most likely observe is that even on their three-phase meters, energy consumption level would drop. And the reason is because they have, from their end, limited the amount of load that is connected to the network. So in conclusion for this particular question, whether you are using a single phase or a three-phase meter, the primary factor that influences your rate of energy consumption is the amount of load that you connect to the network, the amount of load that you are using at any particular time, and not the type of meter, whether it be a three-phase or a single-phase meter per se.
Thank you, Hide. So now that you've explained the difference between single phase and three phase meters and why different customers need the different kinds, I want to ask, how should requests from customers demanding to change their three phase to single phase meters typically be handled by DISCOs?
All right. Because the primary determining factor for the type of meter that is installed is the quantity of load that the customer intends to connect to the network, whenever such a request for a change of meter from a three-phase to a single-phase is received, the distribution company is expected to send in a competent technical personnel to visit the customer premises to carry out a load assessment of the customer's premises. That load assessment will reveal whether the request for a change from a three-phase meter to a single-phase meter is justified. If in the course of carrying out that assessment, it is discovered that the customer's load would exceed the current carrying capacity of a single-phase meter, then that request would be denied because it is also for the safety of the customer. You do not want a situation where a single-phase meter is installed in a premises and then because of the quantity of load that is connected, the meter burns. That could probably lead to complete razing down of the customer's premises. And eventually, it would turn out to be, oh, why didn't the DISCO insist on installing a three-phase meter there? So as much as the customer is trying to manage their energy consumption, safety is the number one factor. And if the load assessment determines that the load profile of the customer is above the current carrying capacity of a single-phase meter, then the distribution company has to insist that a three-phase meter will be installed so that the full quantum of energy that the customer uses is captured and so that the customer premise is also safe from any fire incident that may result from the overloading of an underrated meter for their use.
So in terms of metering, Apart from adjusting electricity tariffs as directed by the regulator, the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, do the DISCOs have any influence whatsoever in determining the consumption patterns of consumers?
I understand that this is a prevalent concern with customers. You know, customers would say, oh, you people are making the meter run faster from your end. But we must understand that the electricity market in Nigeria is highly regulated, and every aspect of the distribution business is very, very regulated, such that distribution companies cannot do things of their own volition without getting approvals from the regulator. So distribution companies do not have any direct impact on the rates of electricity consumption by customers. What distribution companies have an impact on is the electricity tariff as we know it. So what happens is that, for example, if as a customer you spend, for example, 5,000 naira previously to get X amount of energy units, if the rate increases for that same 5,000 naira, you would get less amount of energy units. Now, because you get less amount of energy units, the energy units in the past that could have maybe served you for an entire month, probably you would observe that it's now exhausted after 3 weeks. Now, if a customer does not understand that properly, they would interpret it to mean the meter is reading faster. But the meter is not actually reading faster. It's just that the quantity of energy units that you started out with has reduced because of the increased rates. And of course, DISCOs do not have any right to increase rates arbitrarily. Every increase in tariff rates is approved by the regulatory body and it is communicated for all stakeholders to be aware of. So DISCOs do not have any direct impact on the rate of energy consumption. And again, a simple way for a customer to prove this is that whenever there is probably a change in tariff, the customer should just carry out a simple experiment and try to reduce their energy consumption for some time. What they would observe is that that seeming increase in the rate of exhaustion of their energy unit is not going to happen because they are managing their energy consumption better. So DISCOs do not have any direct impact on the rate of your energy consumption.
So on that same note, we understand that there have been several metering schemes in the sector. We have had the CAPME, we've had MAP, we've had the NMMP. And over the years, with these metering schemes, a lot of meters from different manufacturers have come into this value chain. So does the meter manufacturer or the meter type have any impact on a consumer's energy consumption?
Okay, that's a very great question, I see. So the specifications of the meters that are deployed across the electricity chain in Nigeria, those specifications, the technical specifications of those meters, they are set by NERC. And those specifications, they are enforced by NEMSA, that is the Nigeria Electricity Management Services Agency. NEMSA has a department called the Meter Test Station Department, and they are responsible for enforcing those technical specifications that have been set by NEC regarding the quality and the type of meters that should be installed across every point in the electricity network. So every meter manufacturer that comes into the sector, they are bound by those specifications. No one is allowed to deploy meters that are outside the specifications. So whether you are getting your meters from a Mojek or a MoMas or a Conlog, whatever source you are getting your meter from, they are all operating under a unified specification as set by the regulator. So there is no real difference in that area in terms of the accuracy of the meters because every one of them has to comply to the benchmarks that have been set for each type of meter in the network.
Thank you, Ihide. This session has been very impactful. We've been able to understand how meters work, the difference between single and three-phase meters, and how changing from one to the other does not particularly affect a consumer's consumption pattern. And we've also been able to identify the fact that no matter where your meters come from, like you just explained, they are all regulated and they all have a unified specification. I would also like to add that as consumers, the onus of reducing our electricity consumption lies mainly with us. And we can do this through specific energy efficiency practices, some of which include turning off our electrical appliances when we're going to bed or when we're leaving our houses, We could also schedule our chores, for example, ensuring that you do all your laundry on a specific date or all your ironing on a specific date. This would also reduce the use of particular electrical appliances. One last tip I'd like to share is the fact that we can leverage on our weather conditions. So in the case that the weather is cooler, we can reduce the use of electrical appliances like our fans and our air conditioners. So I hope we've all been able to learn that as electricity consumers in the country, our meters do not run faster and our meters are not tampered in any way to ensure that we lose money. And that the electricity value chain is a business and the regulators and other stakeholders are doing everything they can to ensure that this business is profitable. So thank you guys. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.